Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This came up earlier today, and, you know, I understand, you know, the Valeni show hit on this. They actually opened up the show with this based on the suggestion of Hatchett and Mike Sullivan as well, because, you know, look, there is the Miguel Cabrera stuff that came out the other day. The comment we hit on it, the fact that he essentially said that people don't appreciate it here when he plays through an injury. So he's like, you know what? Fine. Forget it. I'm not going to rush back. I'm not going to go out there and play when I'm 80%. Because he feels like he gets booed, people don't understand, and they just, there is this lack of understanding and appreciation.
Okay, but I've listened to it since then. It was much more joking around than people realize.
And regardless,
I'm being 100% honest in that.
Okay, but when people joke, there is some truth in it.
There's some element, sure,
okay.
Sure, but it wasn't vicious or malicious.
Earlier this week, you had that. Now, of course, today, we end up getting this little piece of an interview that... Former Marlins executive, current MLB analyst for CBS Sports HQ, David Sampson, in an interview, when essentially, you know, asked about Miguel Cabrera and him feeling underappreciated, essentially asked about the comment that he made the other day here in Detroit. This is what David Sampson had to say again on CBS Sports HQ.
But for Miguel, what I feel badly about is that he's stuck in Detroit. He always wanted to come back to Miami. Every time I'd see him over the years at All-Star games, hey, I'm ready to come home. Hey, I'm ready to come home. And we just didn't have the payroll capacity, didn't have the ability. He signed the extension because who wouldn't when offered that amount of money that early? But you knew that that was not going to work out well for the Tigers. What he didn't realize and what the Tigers didn't realize is that the owner, Mike Ilitch, would pass away and the new, his son, Chris Ilitch, was going to take his time and actually do what's right and rebuild the team. But there's nothing they can do with Miguel right now.
Boy, Samson with a Goliath-type scoop there, huh? See what I did there? Yeah, first of all, didn't know that Mike Ilitch was going to pass away. Well, he was 90 or whatever.
And for a long time, it seemed that it was nearing the end, unfortunately.
Okay, this is a former Marlins executive recounting a conversation that you kind of think was private, but whatever, you know how people are when they get on the radio or the TV, they'll spew stories that they've been told. And
see, but you don't,
I don't doubt it for a second, though. He's from Miami. I mean, not grew up there, but played there before, lived there, has a home there. I wouldn't doubt for a second that Miguel Cabrera got up to him and say, hey, when are you going to bring me back home? And this is, you know, now in a rebuilding stage. It's different than when he first signed the contract. I totally get that.
That's the thing. And, you know, you just said it yourself, listening back to the cut from the other day where he basically says, you know, he feels underappreciated. I'm not going to rush back. You know, I'm injured. He did do it in a half joking, half hearted type of way. That's exactly how I would have envisioned this conversation with David Sampson going on. You know, hey, you know, David, you know, I haven't seen you in a long time. You know, so when are you going to bring me back home? You know, I'm ready. You know, like messing around almost like this, you know, back and forth with two individuals that clearly have a history with one another and are, I don't want to say personal friends, but they have a personal relationship. That's what you do. You know, you always kind of joke around about things like that. The way that Sampson presented it, I understand how it looks and how it's going to sound. And some fans are going, oh my gosh, well, if he doesn't want to be here, get the hell out of here. I truthfully do not think that it was like that.
No, but here's the thing. When he says this on whatever it was, that broadcast, whatever
CBS
it was.
CBS Sports HQ.
Okay, when he says
that. Never heard of it.
What is he doing? What is he trying to gain? And what is he doing to his buddy Miguel Cabrera? He knows that contract-wise, he can't go to Miami. He probably can't be traded anywhere else. So what does he? How does he help Cabrera? Not that he needs to, but you think he's a friend. How does he help him by putting that out there?
The thing...
Like, oh, now the Tigers are going to try to trade him. Wait, he's not trying to... force any, all it is, it's like revealing something. See, there's a little tidbit that, because I know Miguel Cabrera, I think that's kind of sleazy. I really do.
I have a theory on that. Okay, look, the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Does the comment itself, given what Cabrera himself said earlier this week, does it bother you or not? I think we can keep it very simple.
No.
I know Wojo has a little bit of an expanded version. We can get to that coming up. But as far as David Sampson is concerned, correct me if I'm wrong. He was one of the guys that was broomed out by Derek Jeter.
Yes, I believe he was.
Okay, because he worked for the Marlins through, you know, 2017. He was with the Marlins for, what, 15, 14 years, if I'm not mistaken, in some role in the front office.
Mm-hmm.
You almost wonder if he was doing it in a way to slight the Marlins organization more than he was trying to slight Miguel Cabrera and the Detroit Tigers. Not happy, I would assume, about the way that he was brushed out.
That could be a motive. You're right.
Not necessarily, you know, pleased with the direction. I got to believe, you know, even when these guys leave, if you spend 14 or 15 years with an organization, you probably still root for them. You know, if it ends in a way that, you know, is acceptable to a certain degree, right? I just wonder if this is his way of kind of undercutting Derek Jeter. You know, the Marlins, I mean, they're clearly not going to be spending money. You know, they just shipped, you know, Giancarlo Stanton and every, you know, possible player out of town. To me, that's how I got it. He's trying to take a shot at Derek Jeter and the Marlins in their direction more so than anything else.
Right, and say, see, these are the moves I would have made if they'd given me the financial wherewithal to do it.
Would have loved to have a homecoming with Miguel Cabrera. Gosh, that would have been great. See, but you know what? I can't now. They fired me.
That just makes it that much. And I know he brought it up because of the comments earlier this week from Cabrera, which, again, I think were a little bit overblown. People thinking he was lashing out, which he wasn't. All that said, I know people just think of Miguel Cabrera as this hitting machine who won the Triple Crown and just piled up numbers and didn't really say that much. But he really does hate talking about individual numbers and hates talking about himself. Only wants to talk about winning and winning. And that's all he ever says is winning. And I don't care. The Triple Crown thing drove him crazy because people ask, no, I just want to win. And I can see how in his mind, not through no fault of anybody else, he is sort of stuck here. He is. I mean, he got a big contract. The Tigers wanted to do him right and make him a Tiger for life. And he wanted the money and he is stuck. It doesn't have to be an ugly thing to say that you're stuck somewhere, right? He is.
I think it's, to me, the response was when I heard this comment, no bleep.
Yeah,
I mean, again, he's stuck here with us and in Detroit. We're stuck with him through what, 2024? We got six more seasons of having to watch Miguel Cabrera go out there and, you know, really start to struggle. I know, you know, injuries have certainly played a factor over the last, you know, several seasons, but still, it's going to get ugly. We're stuck with him as much as he's stuck with us.
Okay.
I just don't find it to be this inflammatory, oh my God, how can he possibly say this
comment? Let me ask you this, and we'll ask the folks at 248-539-9797. The ticket text is the 97136. However you see Miguel Cabrera's career playing out with the Tigers, and in your own mind, yes, of course it will deteriorate. Doesn't mean necessarily legacy tarnish. I think people expect numbers to deteriorate as you get older. However you see it ending for Miguel Cabrera here, do you think he will be viewed on the same par, higher or lower, than two other grade two left here, Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson. And before, and I can immediately people say, oh, yeah, those guys were great. And Miguel Cabrera. Well, hold on. They didn't win anything with the Lions, Calvin or Barry. They left on their own and sort of left the team in a lurch in both cases. Miguel Cabrera has done nothing but try to produce and try to play through injuries and did otherworldly things as well. How do you think when it's all said and done here, career-wise, love of Detroit fans-wise, Miguel Cabrera will stack up with Calvin Johnson and Barry Sanders? I mean, and I'd be interested to know why, if people think he won't stack up.
There's a couple of different ways, I think, to answer that question. We can do that coming up. But 248-539-9797, take a text, is at 97136. One, in light of Miguel Cabrera's own comments, and then, of course, you get, you know, former Marlins executive coming out and saying, boy, Miggy's stuck. I just feel bad for him. He wanted to come back to Miami. Does that bother you or not, what's been going on? 97.1.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year. I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.